I was out in the hall during intermission, and I realized I missed my niece's birthday. She turns 3 today, and I forgot to call her. It was 9 o'clock. She goes to bed about 7:30, so I'm feeling like the bad uncle already. But it reminded me of this weekend when I saw her. She was jumping all over me, and she was jumping off the couch and off chairs because she takes this kid gymnastics that almost 3-year-olds take. And my sister, she says to me, can you tell her the story about Superman? And I thought to myself, do I want to tell her the story about Superman? When I was about Talia's age, Talia's my niece, about 3 or 4, one night my parents were out, and I don't remember if there was a babysitter. There must have been because my sister was only 5 or 6, and I don't think my parents would leave us home alone. And I distinctly remember watching an episode of Three's Company in someone's bedroom, and all of a sudden I decided that I was Superman. So I got on the bed, which was about this high, and with a rousing yell, I said, "Me Superman, me fly." I jumped off the bed, and I broke my leg. Now, my sister, who I should give you some background, she is now an orthopedic surgeon. She rubbed Bengay on my leg, and it felt better. It actually felt pretty good. Now, of course, my parents came home. They took me to the ER, and I was walking around with a cast for the next 2 months on my leg. So this is all sort of prelude to what was going through my head when my sister asked, can you tell Talia the Superman story? My sister, the soon-to-be orthopedic surgeon, was finishing up residency here in Baltimore, and she was finishing up med school, and she was moving up to Long Island to do her residency. So, of course, she enlisted me to help her move. June 2nd, 1996 is a day for me that is indelibly imprinted on my head because I really, really, really messed up my ankle playing soccer that day. 2 days later, Melissa wanted me to help her move all of her crap up to New York. So I say, Melissa, my ankle is swollen to the size of a grapefruit. I can't move. I can't walk around. I just want to ice it and lay on my back and elevate all that good stuff. And she said, suck it up. She said, wear a high top and lace it tight and get your ass out here to Baltimore and help me move up to New York. What happens is an odyssey. We get up to New York. We unload her truck. The whole time my ankle is throbbing. And she proceeds to lead me in the truck while I'm following in my car to the truck rental place somewhere in Queens. She runs a red light and loses me. I don't get home until 2 days later. And all this is running through my head when she asks me to tell Talia about the Superman story. And then my niece turns to me and she says, Uncle Coach, she calls me Uncle Coach because there's another Mike in the uncle family. She says, Uncle Coach, tell me about the Superman story. And I look at Melissa, who I dearly love, but I didn't at that time 10 years ago. And I look at Talia and I say, Talia, don't ever jump off a bed saying you're Superman. You want to know why? Because you're a girl. You're Supergirl when you jump off the bed.